This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
From experience and things like the Black Saturday fires, people left it too late to leave. And again, there was people who lost their lives in their own motor vehicles. If you're going to make the decision to leave, leave early. If you're going to stay, be very well prepared.
You think you've got the stuff. You're telling me and anyone you're hard enough.
It would appear at this early stage that the weather forecast is on track for hot, dry, windy conditions throughout today, which reinforces the need to remain vigilant.
And in an ominous sign, in the past few minutes, the wind has become so strong in some areas of the Blue Mountains that crews are unable to use their water bombing helicopters. Blue Mountains residents say their lives are more important than their homes as many leave before the conditions deteriorate any further.
Those people who live in the Blue Mountains, now is the time to leave.
Blue Mountains Mayor Mark Greenhill is urging all residents to leave as soon as possible.
210 homes lost and 109 damaged already, but no loss of life. I want to fight to keep one record intact, and that is the no loss of life record.
There has been reports some homes have been looted. It's obviously very concerning that people are evacuating their homes, listening to the warnings and taking the advice of the Rural Fire Service, and then others may be coming through and sort of breaking into homes and stealing their possessions while people have evacuated.
Yes, our HSC students have been relocated to another local high school. I think that the local high schools have kind of been working together to find the safest place for kids to sit their exams.
Stressful and scary, really, because a lot of the times you don't know if your friends are okay or if their houses are. Then you're trying to call them, but you can't get onto them. But it's, in one respect, though, it has been good because we have been able to like talk a lot more and see how we're all doing when we do get onto each other. It's also been helping me in the respect that I can see how much the community, I mean, comes together in times of crisis. It's just a beautiful place with a lot of beautiful people, really.
It has been quite a shock for everyone up here. I think the whole community is just kind of reeling with what's happened. Katrina, our house is gone completely. Yeah, it was quite sobering to rock up there the other day on Friday and just see so much of where we'd grown up is just flattened and the walls that are left are tilting and very precarious. So far we haven't been able to get in, so there may be a few bits and pieces left in there, but not worth the risk at all trying to get in.
Now we've got holes in our hearts. Yeah, we got holes in our lives. Well, we've got holes, we got holes, but we carry on.
You know, you think of one thing and that hurts, and then half an hour later you think of another thing. Looking at all the photos on the walls is something that, you know, I'll miss immensely. Just ones of us as kids. That you know, we didn't have the negatives for those, or lots of mementos from overseas travels and holidays with the family. They're kind of totally irreplaceable. They're gone. I suppose my picture of God is a bit bigger than just thinking about Him as the one who tries to make me comfortable each night and tucks me into bed and gives me a kiss. And he's the one who is concerned more about my love for him and my love for others than he is necessarily about my comfort each and every day. The support, like I said, has just been overwhelming, and for many of the people that have lost their homes, for us it's going to be a long journey, and after all the media hype has disappeared, you know, there's going to be plenty of people who are going to still need a lot of love.
We've got holes in our lives. Where we've got holes, we've got holes, but we carry on.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.